Okay, let's move on to mandibles.
I've been waiting for this moment, it seems all year, with anticipation. Friday's finally here. Popcorn in hand, bait on my arm, hand the ticket to the teller with a hint of charm. What came next, I recall with dread. He said, enjoy the movie, and I said, you too.
So I did not get this one. I had to read the lyrics to know that it was Don't Stop Believing. What, did you get it?
Well, that bass line in the very beginning, it just kind of starts out on it. And Don't Stop Believing kind of made this resurgence with a show that I've never watched, but it's called Glee. And it was really popular on TV. And so you'd hear it and, you know, on TV and on the radio stations and stuff like that. It came back for a little while there. So it was back in the public conscious for a while. And yeah, and also it's a pretty iconic kind of a round when it comes right down to it. So, you know, I grew up listening to a lot of Journey, so I picked it up. But that's probably just my history.
Right. And this is one of the chord progressions that is that classic four chord song progression. So this is the one that has all of those chords. If you've ever seen that Axis of Awesome video where they go through this chord progression and they sing like a ton of songs.
Yeah, but this one in particular, it's also a little bit like Max Bombast's American Woman in that it's not just the chord progression, it's the way that they do the bass line for it. It's a dun, 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 dun. So yeah, anyhow.
Once I read it, it was like, oh, yeah, I get it. So this is apparently Estefonia who's singing. She's sort of, I think, a relatively new member of Mandibles. Cybronica came in with the backing vocals, and she always provides a lot of great sort of lift with her backing vocals. And I especially noticed it at the end of the song when she really comes in strong. I guess Truth is Out Sick. So this is just Cybronica and Estefonia, I think, who put this together. So, lyrically, I thought the song was kind of fun and interesting. I've certainly done that thing where I say you two inappropriately. I'm not sure if it has ever haunted me or if I've ever found it disturbing or if it's ruined my whole day, but I certainly get what they're talking about, and I think it was kind of funny to have all these examples of that. You know, when I listened to this, I thought, oh, that's cute. I've done that. And I thought there was also this interesting line, flat on the blade of my tongue, and it made me think, because of course every Mandible song needs a blade reference. But yeah, I enjoyed this, and even though it, you know, I thought that the whole notion that, you know, saying you two inappropriately is disturbing enough to make a song about, you know, I don't know, I question that, but I still liked it.
Yeah, well, it's also something that we've all done to one extent or another. I fly a fair amount for my job, so I've find myself, you know, at a ticket counter all the time, and they say, have a good flight, and I'm like, you too, and I was like, god damn it.
God damn it, I'm disturbed now. Yeah. Ruined my whole day.
Exactly. I'm gonna go write a song. Yeah. No, but this song is fun and funny, and the synth pop instrumentation is neat. It has a good 80s, 90s vibe to it. Some of the phrasing could be touched up, but it really doesn't matter with a comedic song like this. It's also got a powerful vocal performance that's like maybe too good for a song like this, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like this should be kind of a Weird Al or a Julie Brown delivery, but instead we get like, you know, Grace Slick or Kate Bush or something, which is obviously not a bad thing. But you're expecting not such a powerhouse to be singing it, and it's such a great performance.
Yeah, when Estefonia and Cybronica come together, it's super powerful.
Absolutely.